This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. We're going to shift gears for a moment to talk about jobs on a day when I hope you got a break from yours. We're asking people to tell us stories about their first jobs, what they learned, what stayed with them, and what they still think about.
My name is Michael Price. I'm a writer and co-executive producer on The Simpsons. My first job was working at a women's clothing store in a mall in the little town I grew up in called South Plainfield, New Jersey, a store that I think is not there anymore. It was called Burt's, and it was a kind of a specialty mid-range women's clothing store where I was the stock boy. And I inherited this job from a friend of mine who had left the job. It was my senior year of high school, and it was the first job I drew a paycheck on. I cleaned the floors with one of those kind of mop thingies with a big, long, wide wand. I broke up boxes, and I put the boxes in the dumpster, and I spent the rest of the time sort of hiding in the back room or spending long times in the bathroom because I didn't like the job very much, but I needed the money, probably around $38 or $40 a week. It was a very simple job. Like I said, I didn't have to do very much, but I didn't like being among people. I didn't have to sell anything, but occasionally I have to sort of open up boxes full of, you know, women's clothing. And it was all sort of embarrassing to me because I grew up in a family of all boys. I had no sisters. I was painfully shy around girls. And here I was working in a women's clothing store where there are women and girls walking around all the time. And I really had no clue what to do about it. I spent my break times going to a little bookstore across the hall in the mall where I just sort of spent my time reading books about what I end up doing now, which is TV and comedy. So I spent all my money on those books about Saturday Night Live and Second City TV and things like that. Well, the one thing I could say about my first job is that it really did help sort of inform my writing as a comedy writer because it was an incredibly awkward situation. And looked at objectively, if it was a TV show or a movie, it would be pretty funny the nerdiest geek, you know, working, you know, with these sort of somewhat stylish women, you know, and having really no clue what to do about it. And that, I think that sort of helps inform my writing even today of sort of like looking for juxtaposition of people forced into a situation that really makes no sense for them.
We want to hear your stories about your first job, whether they're funny, sad, or shocking. Tweet them to us at Marketplace APM.